Walking Dead with Joel and Jeremy. My name's Joel.
This I'm is Jeremy. Jeremy. Oh. What? I'm Jeremy. Thank you. You can check out all of our social media sites. This is howtowatchtv.com and email us at twdwithjoelandjeremy@gmail.com.
Okay. Yeah, that was all sufficient. That was accurate information. Yeah, we're here to discuss the second episode of The Walking Dead Season 9 called The Bridge. Overall thoughts? I mean, the second episode is usually a huge letdown from the first. In previous seasons of The Walking Dead. Like, it's been like, oh shit, this big premiere, and then like, nothing.
I don't know. To me, there hasn't been a big premiere since Jeffrey Dean Morgan's premiere, basically.
Since season 7?
Season 7.
Right, but even that second episode...
I haven't had that, like, you know, crazy feeling. Like, some crazy shit. Some main characters getting killed, some crazy shit just went down. I mean, it almost got there in this episode, but not quite to those heights.
I've never seen Jeremy react like he reacted to something in this episode. So Rick
You've
sits,
never seen me react like
no.
that?
No. And luckily, you can see it in my vlog because I was recording when he reacted this way. It was so gross.
It was... I didn't even react like that to... The Mountain and the Viper, like, that was pretty fucking gruesome. And, like, I don't know what it is. It's just, like, this is more grounded, this show.
Right, it almost feels like reality, which is ridiculous to say, but, yeah.
That's what I was getting at. It was, like, that's ridiculous to say is that the fact that it feels more grounded, but it takes place closer to our reality.
Come on, there's no magic,
right,
bro.
It takes place closer to our reality than it does, like, Game of Thrones. You know what I'm saying? Like, that's complete fantasy. Like, this is... Not that zombies aren't complete fantasy. That's not what I'm getting at. I'm just saying
You're making
that,
your point eloquently.
Right,
carry on.
Right. I'm almost arguing both sides. It's kind of stupid. But you know what I mean? Like, it's just that you feel something like that happen to... So something like that happens in the... to a soldier, like, gets stepped on by a dragon, you're like, oh, that was a dragon. Like, this was like a log. Like, they were working. Like, this is some shit like everyday people do. Like, that shit could have happened yesterday. Like, you know, like...
Right. No, that makes sense. Yeah. You figured out a way to ground it without saying zombies are real.
That's what I was trying to do without saying zombies are real. Right.
Rick sits down to talk to Negan and wants to get him up to speed. And I don't know, it didn't bother me that it was such a framing device for the episode more than it was a Negan appearance.
I mean, he was barely in it. Like, and like, I would argue that they weren't even in the same scene. Like, they weren't even filming it together.
That's very possible.
Like, they did not show them, like, an over-the-shoulder shot of Rick talking, like, looking. Nothing that I can recall.
It's
I guess it could be there,
but,
like,
that they're trying
even
to
that
show
could
off.
Have been, like, a silhouette of somebody else, like... You don't see them, like, face-to-face staring at each other in the cave. You know what I mean? Like,
right.
I don't know.
I imagine we'll get there. Yeah, like I said, it just felt like a framing device for the episode. Like, I've done that with stuff. I'm just like, okay, well, what do I... None of this makes any sense. How do I cobble this together? Okay, let me just toss some bookends around it that are framing the particular scenes that are coming up. It didn't go that far, but I liked it for what it was, I guess. I look forward to more Rick and Negan... Nobody gets to Rick like Negan does. I mean, we're not there yet, but holy shit, right? Like, I don't know.
Here's a good question. If you were, say, just, like, you're a red shirt, like, you're just living amongst these other people, right?
Right. Where was I at?
Okay, I guess that does make relevance to the question. Say you're in Hilltop.
Okay.
Kind of like that's
in Gregory times,
right?
Okay,
but Hilltop is like seen the least amount of bloodshed, right?
Yeah,
there hasn't
sure.
been a lot of fighting going on at Hilltop.
There hadn't been prior to them showing up,
right? So if you were just a guy like a farmer or the black man, would you be afraid of Rick?
You mean like they were afraid of Negan? Like the sanctuary afraid of
maybe.
Negan? I don't know. I mean, you can tell that he's sort of in charge. So
I mean, being intimidated by him, maybe. But I'm talking about, would you be afraid that he would hurt you?
I don't know. I don't think
would
so.
Would you be afraid to fuck up to a point where he might fuck you up?
Maybe right when he came in. because they didn't know him, and he came in with crazy beard, Rick, and long hair and stuff.
Yeah, he's pretty wild looking back then, with the fur coat thing, or the fur around the rim of the jacket.
Right.
Right.
So that Rick, yeah, probably. But once they started seeing that even though death and destruction was following him, he was making the right decisions in the face of it, I feel like that would have eventually won me over to it's like, this dude's just good at this game.
Right. Okay. I mean, it's just a question. Or I mean, like, even like Maggie. Like, if you would, if she just took over, basically, and then hung, like...
Yeah, but they had an election.
They did. Then she was elected.
Right.
But then the hanging was kind of, like, wouldn't that kind of, like, even throw you off a little bit? I don't know. I guess I would have been on her side there, too. Like, even not witnessing anything that happened. Right. Like, still been like, oh, yeah, you motherfuckers fucked up. Like,
who?
Greg and
the other guy.
Like, you guys, like, you shouldn't have done that.
No,
like,
I mean, again, and I guess I see
where, like, I can maybe give you a pass because of the drink. And then, you know, with this episode, I guess we'll lead into talking about that scene with her talking to him through the bars that he created, which is irony in and of itself. Like, he,
well, we're
she say to him, I didn't.
What are we at? We're 35 days after
Rick and Negan's a little over a month
thing.
Right.
Right? Isn't that what he was implying? No. Sorry. It's been 35 days since the hanging.
Oh, so no, it's been even longer than that since Rick and them.
Right.
It's been a while. Like, I would say it's been a couple months.
It was 18 months, since episode
one. So, like, I'm saying between episode one and episode two, there's been a month.
Episode one and episode two, 35 days. Right. Yeah, he's saying we're at day 35 since that day. I think that was the date he was claiming. I guess it could have been overall since the Negan thing, but that doesn't make any sense. No, because they're a year and a half later. Sorry. That was a pointless ramble there. So we see that Tent City is happening again near the bridge. Like, that felt very much like season one. It was a good call. I sort of like that over the having communities.
The, like, shanty town?
Yeah.
What do you mean? Like, wherever you, like, you just camp where you camp?
Where I liked them moving.
Well, that was always, like, a crux of the show, was, like, them moving along. And now they're trying to be stationary. Like, you get what they're trying to do. But they do have now this device where they can be moving between the communities.
Yeah.
You know, doing deliveries or scavenging or whatnot. But, I mean, like, they have to start expanding. Like, you have, like... You're going to scavenge the shit out of the surrounding area. Right. Like, you're eventually going to run out of...
Literally things. Everything Seriously. That's useful. Yeah.
Right. Like, nails. Like we discussed as we were watching, like, they're nailing the bridge together. Like, that's a lot of fucking nails. I guess it's not something that people were clamoring after, like, when the whole shit went down. Like, people were like, oh, nails, we gotta get... But, like... Wouldn't you eventually find all the nails?
Well, again, it depends in what demand you need nails. You know when Rick's crew didn't need nails? Until they found somewhere worth nailing something.
Right.
That's what she said. But, yeah, until they were settled somewhere where it was like, we need to build stuff. Even in the times of, you know, like the farm... You know, maybe they would keep a few nails on hand, but they weren't like, let's get some nails. So, like, nails probably just sat there on the shelves.
Right. Yeah.
You know, unless people grab some to make zombie killers out of, you know what I mean? Like, stick them on the end of a bat or something.
Oh,
like,
you know. I was going to say, he's running around like, zombie.
No, not individual nails. You need a weapon to put them in. But, like, imagine stabbing that through Lucille a bunch of times. Just hitting really long nails through it to where it's sticking out the other side and you just go a bunch of different directions.
It seems like that would be way more effective than the barbed wire, but would kill instantly. I guess the barbed wire doesn't.
The barbed wire allows him to look cool with it.
The nails wouldn't look cool? Like big fucking like, but he could have like spikes?
He could have gone up on his shoulder and stabbed himself, punctured his eardrum or something. Aww. Like, a fate worse than
same thing.
A fate worse than Walking
same
Dead.
Same thing with the.
So we see the sign when they pull when they go up to Tent City HQ, Oceanside, Alexandria, Sanctuary, Toledo. HQ is what?
I have no idea.
I mean, I know what HQ stands for, but
headquarters. But like, what? Like, is that? Was that? Does that mean Alexandria?
I googled Toledo, and I wish I hadn't.
Yeah, don't do that.
Well, because I was trying to figure out what the hell it was. I wanted it to say, oh, that's the kingdom. It's just called Toledo. But then it was
I just responded that way because I knew what I was talking about, but I have no idea. Why is Googling Toledo bad?
In terms of The Walking Dead, I put in The Walking Dead, Toledo, and it was like, oh, this is going to happen. Just like, oh, what the hell? Nothing so I really remember, but like a minor spoiler about a potential piece of Walking Dead changing or something happening or, you know, any number of things. It's just like, ah.
Is Jerry's, that comments on the Facebook Live?
No, those are people watching. No. Jerry has a girlfriend now.
And it's the chick from... She was in the kingdom. She was... Like, the gardener.
Oh, okay.
She was helping keep the garden.
Rick says they're getting back to how things were before all of this. And then there's but there were more people with girlfriends. And you know what I mean? There was the two girls. I assume they were together?
Well, I had never seen the one chick, like the white-haired chick, but the blonde chick that was with her, she was like, wasn't she the one that got away from Dwight?
His wife? No.
No. The blonde chick. Like, when he turned on everybody, she saw him do it, and she got away, and Negan picked her up.
Oh, you're talking about the freckled chick. I think she had red hair.
Oh, right. Okay, so it wasn't her.
No, I don't think it was her.
No. But why am I blanking on what happened to Dwight?
I thought he told him to leave. I could be totally wrong on that, but I thought Daryl let him go. Rather than kill him. I could be completely blanking.
Why am I blanking? He didn't die, did he?
I don't think so.
I don't think so either.
I think the last we saw of him was he went to his old house looking for his ex.
Oh, so he was just gone then. He's just on his own. He's just wandering. We won't see him again.
Probably not.
Okay.
Shit. I just had it.
What?
Rick goes big picture.
Goes big picture
Oh, sorry. I was thinking of the Maggie thing.
Goes to go... What do you mean?
We'll get there.
Okay.
I want to write that in there real quick. I don't even know where it's at.
Man, that party-sized bag of peanut M&Ms is calling my name. I don't know why.
Oh, here we go. Okay. So, the future sign. What was the point of that? It was pointing towards the bridge? I don't know. He said they aren't just fighting to survive anymore. They're building a new world. And then
the bridge was going to... It allowed easy access between all of the...
Well, yeah, I get that, but that had existed before. You know, the way he was talking about it. Or was that one that had always been down or had been taken down prior? Because, remember in the first episode, Jerry and Daryl rode past each other over a bridge that was falling apart. Was that it?
I think so.
So they just fixed it fully.
I think it was the they couldn't go over it with farming equipment and the shit they needed to transport, the wagons and whatnot. It was just a small little path.
That's what they were saying, right. And that's why they left the thing wherever they left it. Got it. Okay, so the king tries to convince Henry he will tell his grandkids about the bridge building one day. He's like, this boring structure connects us all.
Right.
I mean, he's probably not wrong, assuming Henry gets to grow up and survive. Henry gives Carol a kiss on the cheek. They're a cute little family.
Right.
I mean, that was, I guess it makes sense.
Well, she had
Carol's getting her replacement family, which sounds awful to say, but...
But she deserves something like that.
She deserves that, yeah. She's like, has he gotten taller? It's like, he'll be off to college before we know it. the king's holding out hope for the fairy tale ending with Carol.
Yeah.
So again, another couple there. Yeah.
It seems like everybody's
living
happy.
Their lives. Yeah. They're sort of getting back to life again, rather than just, oh my God, we're not going to live today.
Right.
Where are we going to find food? We know. You get your ass to work.
Right.
Everybody
has a job and a role to play, assuming at this point.
Eugene. He's doing Eugene talking things about updates and whatnot on projects.
Right.
Just talking in a stupid... It's to the point now where it's almost impossible to understand. How many colloquialisms he throws into one phrase. It's just just say one thing straightforward. Yeah, that's a good 69 on that, and we got the Just talk right. Like a person fucking talks. Is that so hard? Like, I get that's part of his quirk, but he's leaned into it.
Eugene.
Speak.
English.
Yeah. Unbelievable. Yeah. The fact that nobody, the people just let him get away with that shit. Okay, dude.
Right.
You've leaned into this way too much. Let's pull it back to about 50%. You're like 180% into it here.
Right. Even when we asked you to pull back 50%, that's still 130%. So just
right
a little bit.
They're keeping track of the herds, and they've had 6 walk-offs from the Saviors during the bridge project.
But and not come back.
Yeah. Well, at this point, we didn't know they didn't make it back to Sanctuary, but they don't. Enid is training to become a doctor. Rick sends Sadiq back home to deal with a bug, but he's confident in Enid. She's like, he's leaving?
She's like, I got this.
Right.
Right.
Eugene reiterates they're short on food. So we go to the hilltop where Maggie's training a horse, presumably for herself, or you think for other people. Like, she grew up on a farm, so, like, it's weird how...
Oh, no, I think she's just... They're breeding horses.
Right.
Because it is what it is. You have to do that now.
But it's...
Like, so they're breeding horses, and it's probably a young horse that needs to be broken.
Here's something I want to give season 9 that I feel like we just hadn't gotten before. It almost feels like... We're finally getting that Maggie's there for a purpose, and that's why she was started at the farm, so that at this point those skills can be put into rebuilding the world.
Right.
You know what I mean? So it's almost like we got that band of survivors that have a unique set of skills each. Rick, Law and Order, and that's rubbed off on Michonne to the point where she's now doing that bidding.
But almost to a different degree, though. She's almost doing it to a smarter degree. Yeah.
Yeah.
The fact that she was the ones to write common law, like... This we need this. We need common laws for all of these.
Right.
I mean, see, the thing is here's what happens. It's like, yeah, maybe they do decide all that. Then some outside force from somewhere else comes in and shits all over that. And then they need Negan to help deal with whatever that might be.
Okay.
Like the military. You know, like, so you've set up all this little government that you have. Rick's in charge, whatever. You've set up these common laws. Say, you know, a few months more down the road, they got everything going, everything's going good. Then the military shows up with, like, the United States government or whatever might be left of it. It's like, you know, you guys are now all under, you know, like, how does that work? Like, what's that dynamic? Like, if something like that happens.
I mean, I think that would be a hell of a, that would be a hell of a season ender.
Or mid-season finale.
Yeah, something where...
Like the military shows up. Like their big picture shit you're talking about. Like,
right.
What? Right. Like, she saw a plane, didn't she?
A helicopter. Somebody see it?
That looked like an airplane.
What did?
Like lights from an airplane.
Oh, I didn't... I couldn't see it. The screen was so dark.
It was so dark. But I thought that was like way too high up in the air to be the helicopter. Like you couldn't... I didn't hear any helicopter sounds. I thought it was just an airplane.
Oh, that'd she be the shit at, like, if there's a plane going.
Looked up like, holy shit, there's a fucking airplane.
Dude, if they what? Do that, I will love this show again. I mean, not that I don't love it now, but it's okay now. You know, I'd rather be like, I can't miss an episode of The Walking Dead. I can't wait for the next one. I haven't
felt like that in a really long time.
Right. I feel like they're building towards something again. And I know they're literally rebuilding the world, but...
The last time I felt like that was the Terminus stuff, like back in the day, like when they were running and fucking... Every step of the way, they were tripping over some shit and having to fight their fucking way out of it. Like those seasons were awesome. Like, seasons like 4 and 5 and shit.
Yeah.
Like the hospital where they go back to Atlanta.
The tornado.
Like, that shit.
I loved that thing. Yeah, as like corny that was, as that kind of is. Yeah, it was just, cheesy. It was cool as hell. Okay, so the ethanol never made it to Hilltop from Sanctuary.
Right.
And the people never made it back.
So they stole it.
Essentially, yeah.
Right.
Michonne asked for the food anyway. The plows are stopped due to no gas. And the plow from the museum needs a blacksmith. And Earl's punishment is discussed at this point. Because he's the blacksmith. He's the
blacksmith.
Maggie declines to share the food at this point. Right,
because she's angry.
Right. At the bridge, Aaron tells a diaper explosion story to Daryl and tells him he'd be a great dad.
But it's the way he said it was weird. Like, you'll know one day.
Yeah.
Like, what? Like, you know something I don't, motherfucker? Like, what are you talking about? Like, that's how Daryl looked at him. Was like, what? Like, You'll know me.
Right. Henry's passing out water, and douchebag guy, because I don't know his name in the show.
I don't know the actor's name. I'm just going to call him Captain Vale.
I don't know what that is, though.
He's from Black Sails.
He's the he's king from The 100? Wasn't he the king?
Yeah, he was in The 100. He was in Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D. We had this discussion last week.
So anyway, he takes more than his share, so Henry knocks him down after getting pushed down himself. You ever see Entourage?
I mean,
no?
An episode or two.
Oh, dude, you should watch Entourage. It's everybody fun. Tells it's you good that. Stuff. It's just fun wish fulfillment show. So Billy Walsh from Entourage mocks the guy. It was the guy with the beard, the new character, the beard and the dark hair.
The guy who let
the guy. Yeah, exactly.
Okay.
Daryl and the guy fight. Rick breaks it up. And I don't like the tone Rick used when he said, get back to work. To everybody. It was like they were, I mean, I get that they're subordinates to him, but it's
well, I think they were trying to, like, he was pissed and they were, like, trying to make him seem like Negan a little bit. Like, not, like, fully, but, like, see how other people could perceive it that way.
Right.
You know?
I know, but.
Like, he made a mistake of saying it like that. He shouldn't have said it like that.
Yeah, for sure.
Right.
It felt like a shift there. Right. Rick, Carol, and Daryl discuss the Savior's not falling in line and walking off. It's not about forgetting. It's about moving ahead together. You know, they'll see we're on the same side. And he's like, are we on the same side, Rick? He's like, you tell me. He's like, I've been fucking trying to. I talked more than I ever did last episode. And I told you all kinds of stuff, and you didn't believe me. So Carol suggests talking to Negan, which I didn't quite understand why. What would Negan have to offer there other than to pull Rick back a little bit?
Yeah, and like he's going to willingly hand over like good advice. Like if anything, wouldn't he tell him the opposite? I don't know. Negan's a weird character.
He may be the best character in the show, honestly. Like the most complex. And
yeah. Well,
we haven't peeled back that onion yet. Of Negan.
But we got a little bit. Like, he told a story, but it still wasn't sure if it was true. Yeah. Right.
At the hilltop, Grace under fire is begging Jesus to see Earl.
Right.
And she sits down in front of the door and won't move until she gets to see him. Jesus is seemingly not wanting to take a stand against Maggie, but he trusts her, and he's like, no one is right all the time. And Michonne's like, that's why we need to have laws.
Right.
So it's not left to one person every time. At the bridge camp.
Well, it's like, it just makes sense.
Carry on.
It's just like, you have to have these things, laws, you have to. Like, because otherwise you murder somebody and it's like,
well, why
who's
can't
to tell
we do
me
that?
I can't do that?
Right.
But yes, you should have that. Yeah.
So at the bridge camp, Anne and Gabriel are working on art together. She's into him. And they both discuss having been outsiders, but now feeling like part of the group. I mean, she doesn't feel that quite yet. But right. He's like, you'll get there. Like,
was back in, what, season 4 or something like that, they found Gabriel. So, yeah, he's been a part of the group for a while now.
Right. Wow, that's weird to think about, because he doesn't feel like he's been around that long.
For 5 fucking seasons?
Right. It's a long time.
Right.
I'm surprised Negan's been around as long as he has been. Like, I get that they're figuring out ways to limit his airtime.
Because he probably costs a lot of money.
Right.
And he's, he's a movie actor, too, so. And other shows. He's been in other shows. I don't know, Jeffrey Dean Morgan kind of does a little bit of everything, doesn't he?
Right. Supernatural. That's where I first saw him.
Yeah, that's where I first saw him, too.
At the hilltop, Maggie's playing with Herschel. Someone did a bunch of paintings of people. You think that was Anne? All the paintings in Maggie's office? They were like green and red and stuff. It was weird. But it was like paintings
of people. It's not the baby, right? Because that's a baby.
What?
Herschel's
the baby.
They weren't like...
No. They weren't like baby paintings. No, they were like... They looked like portraits.
You know, man, I wasn't paying any attention.
No?
I don't know why I didn't catch any of that, but I was not looking in the background.
Well, let me just get right to that for you. Right after this.
Episode and time lapse. This is thrilling radio.
Right, yeah, I know. Look, those paintings. They're people. but it's made with like weird. Let me turn the brightness up. But it's made with like.
Wow! I didn't even notice that. Like, it looks like paintings that could have already existed, and maybe she just painted over them.
Yeah, I don't know.
To make them cool, you know, like make them crazy.
It felt like the, it felt like it was along the same lines as the scene they just showed us with Anne
she doing drawings. She is the one doing drawings and art and stuff like that. She had the sculpture thing going at the trash place. Like,
right.
She would make the weird sculptures.
Oh, that's right. Okay, that ties
she
in.
She is like an artist, yeah.
Okay.
Which is fucking makes sense that people did do these things before all this shit happened. Like, right. People were regular people before all this shit happened. Like, people right. were artists and like...
Yeah. Well, and even in right. these quote-unquote simpler times, that's what people would have done anyway. They would have made stuff or, right. you know what I mean, entertain themselves somehow. So I wrote on here that Maggie's going to end up going with Georgie, the big picture lady. I'm assuming that's who that is. They said Georgie and then that we're talking about her, so I assume that's the same person. I don't know.
The lady in the van.
Yeah.
Right.
So
I showed up out of nowhere and gave her that crazy book.
Now I'm thinking that might be where Rick ends up going.
So you think he just leaves and is able,
I think
like, you
he think doesn't
die. Open-ended to where that he could come back at some point?
Yes, because how fucking awesome would it be if 10 years from now...
Stop with that. It's not going that long.
They said they have a decade more plans for that franchise, for the Walking Dead universe. So whether that means Fear or The Walking Dead, he could come
or
back in either.
Or a new spinoff.
But he could come back in either. If Morgan can cross over to Fear... Then Rick could show up there eventually. I think it would be cool if Rick's ending was still, or with if Andrew Lincoln's ending was still the one that they went with, where he gets bit and he thinks he's going to turn and then he just doesn't turn. And then you see him like walking and a herd just parts for him and Rick just walks away like he was immune. And like he ends up. The point
so
being,
what, like
would,
they go,
that
they
would be
move
the
away
cure
from
then.
Him?
No, that would be the cure. Yeah, like the
so
walkers.
What, he just of sheer force of will just overcomes it?
No,
come on.
That was his pitch. He's like, what about this? He was sitting on stage
like,
talking about that.
Yeah, no.
Yeah, no. But I'm thinking if Rick went
there's
off with
never
her, that would
cure.
Be a way
you're
to...
You're not going
to
see that.
No, but the implication would be there that they could take the cure from Rick, who survived a bite.
I think you yeah. have to start, if you want it that long, you have to start opening up the can. You start to start peeling back the whole map. You know what I'm saying? Like
it
right now, it's like,
in an instant,
it's like a
man.
Video game. Like we have
there's
like,
a helicopter flying and possibly a plane. That could happen
right.
any day.
We have this little like patch. Like, I don't know if you ever played a video game. You're not a big video gamer, but like in these big like open world games, like you start out and you open up your map and the map is just basically blank. It's covered with something or like a cloud or
right.
whatever like the graphic might be that covers it. But like
right.
as you explore, like that cloud opens up.
Right.
Like right now we have like where they started and a little path up to where they are now.
It's not like we get to see
like,
what we saw
before. Then we have to
anymore.
See the whole thing. Like,
right.
And now we have like this little patch over here. I don't know where they are geographically now, but as far as Fear the Walking Dead, they started in L.A., didn't they? Like, basically,
yeah.
and like
I think they went to Mexico for a little bit.
Okay, so like, so they're down on this side. So
know.
Like, that map's, I guess, getting bigger. And I guess if they have like a 10-year plan for this thing, then yeah, you have to start doing shit like, what if the fucking government-run military
right.
comes in? Like, there is something left of
but
them.
But Rick
like,
could
there
come.
There has to be.
Rick
right?
could
it's
still.
It's just not completely gone.
Right.
Like, some of like the cabinet members or whoever like the succession comes down to, like somebody has a group of people somewhere following them as if they're the president of the United States,
I would
right?
Think so. I would think so, unless they all died. I mean, you'd have to be because even if you have security everywhere, there the security could die.
Well, yeah, obviously,
yeah,
and like
so
people can die in turn. Like
shit
all the
goes
shit
bad
shit. Yes,
all the time.
Absolutely. You're right.
I don't know. I just think if Rick went off with somebody else like that, big picture thing, where he's like, I got to step back from this. It does have to be Maggie.
Like,
but I'm going to go work with them to try to reestablish blah, blah, blah. And then we just don't see him again until like the final season. And then Rick shows up for the last three episodes or something.
Or the last season.
I don't think
like
he'd do a whole season again, but just as
not?
A way to
like if it was just the last season.
Even if he came back for the last two episodes, you know, it just shows back up and he's totally different.
I like that a lot better than him getting killed.
I do too.
You know, man, like honestly, like it's just weird. Like I was waiting for like Pussy Man to run up and stab him in the back. Like the long haired dude that he like kicked out. Like while he was standing there looking at everybody like, wow, this is really cool. I'm kind of enjoying watching everybody enjoy themselves to a certain degree.
Right.
You know, like that dude runs up and that's Rick's ending, is that fucking tragic type of shit where some fucking angry asshole runs up and stabs him in the back because you fucking banned him from the camp. You know what I mean?
Right.
Like, that's how this show goes. You know what I'm saying? Like, that's the type of shit that happens. Like, Carl just got bit. Like, you know, like, it wasn't this grand thing where he got killed by another person or Negan took him hostage and made Rick chop his arm off. And he, you know, like, all that shit. Like, he got bit trying to save someone. Like, fuck.
So Jesus talks to Maggie about Tammy, and he thinks some decisions are too big for one person to make. We need laws. At the jail cells, Maggie takes Tammy down to see Earl, and Tammy forgives him, but Earl's, like, aware of the fact that he needs Maggie's forgiveness, not hers. And
you know, with this laws thing they were talking about, there is the caveat that both of them said.
What's that?
When, like, even when her and Michelle agreed, like, there needs to be laws, like, but I will do what I think is best for my people,
right?
Regardless of what.
Not necessarily meaning against the laws, no, but superseding it in that regard. Right. It's basically saying,
yeah, but you come to that disagreement, then the laws mean nothing. Like, if you start to,
oh, so you're thinking maybe the other way, where it's like, well, this law, this thing is punishable by death, and she's like, well, I don't want to kill him. God damn it.
Why is it vibrating?
Obviously doing a podcast. Lena was just in here.
Right.
Anyway. So Ken tells her, Earl says he was sober for 20 years and he misses Ken, basically.
Well, I mean, like, that's the whole, like,
get from it.
He said, you know, he I think he owned it.
What? Oh, you mean when Maggie came back down and talked to him?
Yeah.
I mean, all I was going to say before that was Rosita blows some dynamite to clear a road. Right?
Isn't that what I thought that was to turn the herd.
I thought so too, but it looked like she was, it was placed like they pointed at a road that had a bunch of rocks on it. So I thought maybe they were going to.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, I don't know.
Maybe they were clearing it or clearing the, maybe they needed to blow some.
Or maybe they were blocking the roads.
Were they clearing some of the bridge out?
I don't know. Anyway, the herd reroutes.
Right.
Back at the jail cell, Maggie talks to him. He built the cells, like you said. She asks about the drinking. He says he quit smoking, then started drinking. And he's like, it was always bad. It wasn't like it got worse. He doesn't even remember the first time he saw his son. He picked him up drunk one time from a babysitter and somehow ended up on the side of the road. And his wife was there, you know, because he called her.
Right.
And for some reason, she stuck around. They swore they'd stay together no matter what.
And he never took another drink.
Yeah, until after Ken died. Yeah.
And that was just now. Like, that was just last episode.
Maggie thanks him, and he asks why she hung Gregory and not him. He's like, that was in me. He didn't make me do that. And she's like, do you think I made a mistake? No, sorry.
Yeah.
Just ask. Stupid question, my bad. Right. Yeah, I don't know why I brought that up. Tara's in a bucket lift. She radios Rick, Mother Goose, this is Eye in the Sky. It's like, Mother Goose?
Right.
It's like, your handle is lame. And then she says, Horatio just hit its mark. So that's got to be like H, and that's just like the call word for it or something. You know? No.
Here's what that is.
Go ahead.
As if they name hurricanes. They named the herd.
Okay.
So this is Horatio Herd.
Okay.
This is this group of zombies that's moving around that they maneuvered or however to move it away
from the camp. So they're doing it like they're naming hurricanes.
Like they're naming hurricanes.
Okay. I like it.
Horatio just hit its mark. That's how I took it immediately.
Oh, that's great. Was I didn't think of that at all.
Like, she was using, I don't know why they would use code names like that. Like, you wouldn't just say the herd, but like, maybe this is a way to refer to the different herds, so that he knows which ones you're talking about. You know, not the herd that was by, you know, closest to Washington to the south. No, this is Horatio. Okay, I know where Horatio lingers, you know, or where they're at.
Where Horatio lingers.
If so this that's was, what, so this I, mean, blog, I hope I'm right about that. I hope that that's what that was. It's like they're naming the herds like they named Hurricane, because they were referring to more than one herd when they were talking about it. For sure.
Piper 1 is Jerry, and then he cranks the noisemaker. Alden has been looking for the saviors. None of them made it back home. Piper 2 is not responding.
Says the Pied Piper.
Yeah. Oh, because they're Yeah.
Leading the rats
right
through the streets.
Rick says he'll protect the saviors, and he's like, who's that sound like? They work for right. you, you protect them?
Right.
And the second siren isn't
he's
going off.
He's not wrong.
Yeah, no, he's not. The second siren isn't going off. Then we go to Aaron and crew. They're messing with the logs, and Billy Walsh from Entourage.
I liked how they did that
the
scene.
Go ahead.
Right there where Rick was, he was on the walkie with Tara. And who was in front of him, like, giving him another problem, like, right then? And, like you could hear her on the walkie, Rick, like a little kid in the background, right. Dad,
yeah,
Rick, we have a problem, Rick. And finally he's like, what, Tara? And she's like, yeah, the siren's not going off. He's like, oh, fuck, you know, like.
Right.
So, but the whole, like, you're the leader now, here's all this shit heaped on you. Because you're the one that's in charge.
Right. Yeah.
I don't know if I'd want that.
No, probably not. So Billy Walsh is standing on top of the thing, and he drops the logs down onto. And Aaron, did you notice he pushed somebody else out of the way?
Yeah.
Saved some other dude's life, and then, you know, it falls on his arm.
Oh, we come to the grossest part of the entire episode.
Yeah, a log crushes his arm as he put, yeah. So
like, not just a log, but like a whole tree.
Yeah. They lift it off of him, and his arm is fucked.
I mean,
Jeremy's never been more uncomfortable as far as
I got up out of my chair and like walked away.
Like, yeah, he like bolted like, up the steps, came right back
that
down.
It was like, oh man.
And then yeah,
God. I mean, when they pulled him out, like the visual of him pulling out, and his arm was just like,
oh, and the caved in part right
yeah,
there.
Yeah, it was just all crushed. Like holy shit, man.
Rick and crew show up just in time to clear the herd, and Rick shoots the rope, freeing the logs to smash the walkers down the hill, and it's fucking awesome.
Yeah, that was gross,
that,
too.
Was that the point of that those things? It looked like they set
so,
that
man.
Up as a
no,
weapon.
No, those logs were building materials.
But they had like two laid down for them to roll down. You think maybe they just
that's
need them at the bottom of the hill?
That's how they put them there.
But for what?
To stack them up for building materials. They're using it to build that bridge.
Oh, okay.
They're using the different size logs for different things. They're doing tree clearing. Like, they got all this shit out of that book, man.
Right.
You know, I'm like, they got all, here's what, this book says, here's what you need to do to reset civilization. Like, here's some ideas of what you can use and what you can do.
Right.
And, like, even using knowledge from, you know, before pre-apocalypse, you know?
Right.
You could use some of that mixed with the old world shit. Right. To really get things kind of moving along, even if there is no electricity or whatnot. But
right.
That's not gone like in Revolution.
Right.
Like it's not coming back on. Like they could potentially get power again somewhere, yeah. You know, in places.
Right. Enid has to cut off Aaron's arm, and she does so without hesitation.
She looks at it for 2 seconds and says, I have to amputate.
Yeah. But there's she no seemed confident
at,
in that.
But there's no looking at that arm. I'm telling you. If something like that happened in front of us, per se, and you saw that, like, immediately, you'd be like, oh, yeah, that dude's arm's gone. Like, you're not saving that arm.
Right.
Right. Dude, I knew a guy that lived upstairs in the apartment where I work.
Mm-hmm.
This dude had, like, a 10,000-pound steel beam, like a flat steel beam fall on his foot.
Oof.
Like
gone
paper. They saved his foot. Like he was never the same, but they like were able to reconstruct it somewhat. But like it was dust. Like he said his bones were dust.
Yeah, don't walk under 10,000 pound square beams.
Dude, it was the way that guy explained it to me, I don't remember the exact story, but somebody fucked up and it wasn't him. Like somebody didn't clamp some shit down right somewhere or somebody
right.
Missed a step.
Oof.
It cost him
and
his
now
butt.
He does.
Oh, no. Well, he gets paid for the rest of his life. Oh, he was working at the steel mill.
You just said missed
like
a step. That's all I was.
Well, I said it on purpose.
Okay.
Right. But,
so did they have time to give him pain medication?
I had one yesterday, too. Like, me and Chris were putting up this sign, and there was like a cornfield right behind where we were putting it up, and I had to pee. So I walked back in the cornfield. I was like, it's eerie out here.
Oh, God. Okay.
He didn't laugh.
Now I need pain medication. they don't have time to give it to Aaron. He gives her the go-ahead, though. And holy shit, when she started doing it.
I mean, Yeah, I was really uncomfortable.
Yeah.
For the whole thing. Then his arm was destroyed, dude.
Well, then we find out the douchey guy was supposed to turn on the herd, but his walkie was dead.
He said his walkie wasn't charged, was his words.
Yeah, but then Daryl said, you didn't check to make sure it wasn't dead? It was solar powered. Yeah, so I just put together the walkie dead.
Okay. No, I like it. The walkie's dead.
The walkie's dead. Daryl punches him out of the tent and whoops his ass. Like, right. Knocked him back 13 feet out of the damn tent door from a single punch. Hit him like the
iron fist.
Right. Carol stops him, and he's like, there's only one way to deal with these assholes. It just sounded super racist, even though it's not a race thing. Like, it felt very, like, limited.
It's a my people, your people thing.
Yeah.
He said it, though. I liked it better when it was just us.
Right.
Moving from place to place. We could do anything, that small group, you know?
So back at Hilltop, Maggie agrees to talk about common laws. They can each do what's best for their people, though, like we said. Maggie told Jesus to load up the food. Earl owes a debt, so he's working it off under supervision. The plows and shit will be fixed, and the crops will be going, so she doesn't have to worry about the supplies. In theory, Michonne and Jesus gave her the answer that fixed all of those issues, really. She didn't have to worry about hoarding the supplies because they could get the stuff without the saviors.
Right.
By using the old equipment with the blacksmith. She tells Michonne Herschel drank... Wait, what?
She tells Michonne that her dad...
Oh, yeah, yeah. I was thinking of the baby.
No, her dad. Her daddy drank.
Yeah, he drank, and if no one gave him a second chance, a lot of people would have been worse off without him.
Michonne even replies, me included.
Yeah. So, Gregory, not so much. Some people can be redeemed and others can't, and Michonne's like, who makes that decision?
She's referring to Gregory, but more so Negan.
Yeah.
Gregory was, even though he deserved what he got, he was her, I don't know, way to make it easier knowing Negan's still alive. Like that was part of...
You think so?
She did that to him if Rick had killed Negan, I don't think her heart would be so cold just to have done maybe what she did to Gregory. Huh. Okay. Like Rick not doing Negan in and like keeping him alive is killing her inside.
Okay.
Am I wrong?
Yeah, that's very possible. At the bridge camp, douchey guy tells Rick to keep his dog on a leash. He's being a real prick to Rick, trying to start shit. Like, he's not afraid of him for whatever reason. Not yet, anyway, right. At this point. And Rick, you know, as a cop, knows the drunk dipshit who blames everyone else for his problems.
Yeah.
I have to listen to you rattle on all Saturday night in the back of my car. Right. Rick's done giving him the benefit of the doubt, and now it's time for him to leave. Or he'll do something that Stitches won't
fix. See, but that's another one of these things, like, you're making a decision. Like... You're the leader, but like this is where
it's
we
a
need
spur of the moment decision. Yeah, like, exactly.
Why should you get to ban somebody just on a whim? Like right. That should not be how it is.
Right.
Like, even yep. though you're Rick Grimes
and the guy was
you
being
don't
a
get
tool.
To do that. Agreed.
Yeah.
However, there should have been some other way that was dealt with. Which is, I think they're putting these situations in front of us like this to hammer home the fact that we need the common law or charter, as she put it.
Rick checks on Aaron, tells Enid, well done. Rick apologizes for putting the project before the people, and Aaron's like, yeah, no, it was worth it. When the dead started to rise, he thought it was the end of everything. Rick changed that. It's not the end of the world anymore. It's the start of a new one. I mean, we keep hearing that theme over
the
and over
beginning,
again.
New beginning,
yeah,
new beginning.
He's not wrong.
Right.
Anne and Gabriel, they're discussing frog mating calls in the woods while Gabriel's on watch. She asks who.
Well, see,
this
thing is, was he on watch? Is that Well, what the fuck, man? See, that to me.
No,
like,
but I'll explain why. I'll explain why it was fine in a second.
All right. I don't like it.
She asks who he had her draw, and he's like, what? I can't ask you about your past, but mine's fair game. And she's like, no, you can ask me about my past. Just don't ask about my secrets.
My secrets.
The girl was the organist at the church. He cared for her, but he was afraid, and he lost her. And she's like, oh, so you're a priest? He's like, I'm not a priest. I'm blah, blah, blah.
Episcopalian.
Yeah, I'm Episcopalian. Like. So then she's like,
right.
Hand on dick like, immediately. Oh,
nice.
And then she's like, are you still scared? Because if so, I'm going to be pretty disappointed. And then they start making out. So, and he goes, I'm on watch. And she goes, well, then you watch, and starts unbuckling his belt.
Right. Oh.
She was going to do something to him. And got he was going to continue to be on watch. So, let's see. Where are we at? People are sitting around campfires having fun. And Carol asks about the ring. And she wants to try it on. And he, like, bends the knee. And she won't let him. He's like, but
yeah.
I wrote a speech. She's like, of course you did. You can read it later.
Right.
And she put it on. And, oh, you know. Anyway, Rick talking to Negan. Back to that. It was a hard day. Projects behind schedule. People were at each other's throats. And as bad as it was, when the day was done, they came together. They chose to be together. It's human nature to do that. Negan asks when he gets to see this new world. He's like, never. You're going to die in here. Do you ever get tired of acting like you're still in charge? He's like, do you? When it finally goes to shit, and it will, you make sure and tell me about that day. And he's like, yeah, we're thriving without you, man. He's like, who are you building a future for? Carl? Ooh. And then immediately he was under his skin. You saw the look in Rick's eyes, like when Negan was about to chop off Carl's arm.
Right.
He got that same look. His eyes sort of darted back and forth a little uncontrollably a little bit, you know, like, and looks welled up. Your family's gone, Rick. The bridge is in the future. It's a monument to the dead. I don't understand that one. How is the bridge a monument to the dead?
I don't agree with what he said there. He's just trying to, like, get under Rick's skin. That type of shit.
Tells him, you're not saving the world, Rick. You're just getting it ready for me. Do you think that's going to be the case? Do you think that I don't see any way that Maggie and Negan peacefully coexist?
Unless it's...
Oh, like you were saying, like somebody else shows up.
Some outside shit where they need him.
Yeah. So Anne is on lookout from the bucket truck, and she looks up at something, and you're saying it was a plane?
I guess, I mean, I don't know, man, we were watching that shit in 1080p, right? Like, it didn't look like a helicopter, and I didn't hear, like, the helicopter sound. It looked like a plane in the air. Like, I don't know. I guess it makes more sense that it's a helicopter because that's what they've been seeing, you know, pop up here and there. But.
I don't see anything as far as what she found in that, or what she sees in that one. Yeah, I don't know. I can't find it real quick. It's boring to watch, you know,
listen to us, right?
Yeah, exactly. Okay, so anyway, we'll figure out what that was and talk about it again next week. So the last scene is the douchey guy walking, and he recognizes someone and gets snatched.
Right.
So clearly they're plotting something.
The leftover Negan.
Yeah. It's got to be like seven people that are Negan, plus the six people that left, the douchey guy, and then presumably more people.
Right.
There's got to be other people from the saviors that are in there.
Yeah, I think so too.
So you think that's like Negan had a backup protocol in place if he ever got captured?
I don't know about a backup protocol, but just people that still believe.
To organize the people, though. You know what I mean? Something for them to do to get him back or keep his shit going.
I mean, like, you saw how they all acted even when they thought he was dead. Like back when, what was his name? Not Shane, but Big Tooth Guy.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah. I forgot his name. Right. They go out of my head.
Negan Second.
Yeah.
For a while there. Like he, like they still acted like scared as fuck. Like he was still around. Like, I don't know, man. It's a weird dynamic. Like you can't expect everybody to just be like, we're with Rick now. Like not everybody's going to feel that way, man.
Right. Because as bad as it was at the sanctuary, they felt like it was better than what they had before, and now someone was coming in fucking it up, and now that person that came in and fucked it up has taken over. It's essentially they got saviored.
Right.
They got a taste of their own medicine, and they don't like it.
Right.
So that's pretty damn ironic.
Right.
It's like, oh, we don't like it when somebody else comes in and takes over our shit that was going fine on its own.
Right.
Yeah, you could have left them too, but no, you got to be greedy and hog up all the shits. Got to have all the shits.
Right.
So I don't know what's coming up in the next one because I don't watch previews. So next week, another episode of The Walking Dead. Do you want to see what the episode title is?
Sure.
And the episode title is, next week, is going to be Warning Signs. Yeah, I got nothing.
That could be mean anything. Yeah.
Right. So, yeah, make sure you check out the other shows on the Jay and Jack Network. Go to jayandjack.com. Click on their iTunes stuff. They have a subscription area as well. Subscribe on YouTube and iTunes. This is on iTunes somewhere. Walking Dead with Joel and Jeremy. And, yeah, that's all I got. We'll see you next week because... This is how to watch TV. See you later. All these memories in my mind, my mind, my mind, my mind, my mind, my mind. I'm still a secret lemonade drinker.